Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hier is Zanti. Zanti Swanepoel, daar uit Gauteng met haar kort moue aan en dalk 'n paar shorts, wie weet. Môre Zanti.
Goeiemôre Brad. En ja, nee kyk, hierso het ons van 'n ijskoue winter na 'n hittige somer in 24 uur gegaan.
Dis crazy.
Dit is baie, dis crazy. Nee, lengte en herfs gebeur nie in Pretoria nie, baie.
Zanti, now, what we need in our life is one of your stories, just to settle us in, you know, to ground us a little bit as we go into our new day. So, ek gaan jou sommer aan die beer stel en dan sien ons uit na jou story.
Ach, weet jy wat, Brad, yes. Weet jy, ek ponder, my so mooi Engelse woord, hierdie week, oor waar, oor om te gesels vir oggend en so uit die blou en as ons nou toeval nie, stuur een van die luisteraars op Facebook vir my een ding en sê, Zanti, wil jy nie asseblief net weer die story, ek het 'n vriendin van Poland en sy gaan ook vir oggend luister en wil jy nie asseblief hierdie storie vertel van that kindness really matters. 'N Ware verhaal, a wondrous story on a wondrous Wednesday. En ek wil dit graag met jou deel vir oggend. Ek dink dit is iets wat ons almal in ons kan vasmaak dat God really treasures kindness and that kindness really really matters. Mm. You see, so in 1892 at Stanford University, there were two orphans and they couldn't pay their fees for that year. But they didn't go and sit op 'n hoopie, soos ons baie keer, en lek jou wonde nie. Hulle het besluit, weet jy wat, ons gaan 'n plan moet maak om hierdie goedjies betaal te kry. And they remembered or knew that there was a man with a name of Pariaski. That was a pianist. And they said, let's organize a concert, a fundraising for our fees. So they went to Mr. Pariaski and they said, sir, would you please do a piano recital at the university? We will have this concert and then, you know, we can pay our school fees. But they weren't afforded the opportunity to speak to him himself, but his manager spoke to them and he said, you know what, I want a guaranteed fee of $2,000. Now, $2,000 in today's day is a lot of money. But can you imagine in 1892?
Wow.
But they said it's fine. So they worked very hard, very, very hard. And they organized this whole event, this piano recital. Mr. Pariaski came, he played the piano. And when they booked in his summer mark, they could get 1,600 all in all. Hulle het toe gevra met meneer Pariaski te gaan praat en hulle het dit gedoen en hulle het vir hom gesê, sir, we have asked you to do this and in so much kindness you did. You did come and help us. But we could only raise $1,600. But here it is in full and we will give you a check, a promise for the other 400. And as soon as we have it, we will give that to you as well. Pariaski het daai twee manne net so aangekyk en hy het hulle gesê, weet jy wat, onder geen omstandighede nie. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take the 1,600. Hy het daai cheque opgeskeer vir die 400 en hy het die geld vir hulle teruggegee en hy het gesê, please go and pay everything that the concert costs you and whatever is left, go and pay your school fees. That says something about this man. Because you see, we always think, if I am good to you, if I help you, what happens to me? But great men and people of God say, if I don't help you, what happens to you? Such a paradigm shift. But long story short, they paid their school fees, they studied. Mr. Pariaski went on to become the Prime Minister of Poland. And in after the war, you would know that Poland was absolutely ravished. And it was one of the countries that were the most severe hit by the war. And Mr. Pariaski then, the prime minister, found himself with 1.5 million people without food, no food at all, nothing. And it was a calamity on his hands. And he didn't know what to do. And the next moment he thought, and he, you know what, he heard about a guy working at the US Food Aid. And immediately he made contact and asked if they could help. And he says it was the fastest response he's ever seen. And in the couple of the few days later, the US troops came in and airplanes came in, and they dropped kilograms and tons and tons and tons of food. And a calamity was averted because this man, hy het so vinnig gereageer om hierdie prime minister te in Poland te help. And Mr. Pariatsky was so touched by how quickly they responded and that he saved the lives of 1.5 million men. So we tell you why men says that wouldn't have been here today. Their children wouldn't have been here. Their children's children and this lady listening from Poland most probably wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for this. And Pariatsky said, you know what, I will fly over to the States to say thank you personally. I'm not going to write a letter. And he did. And when he got to this person, it was Mr. Hoover. He said, sir, I just want to thank you. I have no words to say thank you enough for saving the lives of 1.5 million people. When I asked, you were there in a second and you helped me avert this whole calamity. Mm. And while he was still saying thank you, Mr. Herbert Hoover stopped him and he said, sir, you should not thank me. I am the one that should thank you. Because can you remember many, many years ago, there were two orphans that didn't have money to pay their school fees. You did a piano recital. And so I was one of them. This Mr. Herbert Hoover became the 32nd president of the United States. And Polish people's lives were saved because kindness matters. So for you and for me and for everyone that's listening, God honors kindness. And we never, never, never know how one small act of kindness in the future can change the lives of others. So let's stay true. Let's be those great people in God's kingdom that say, if I don't help you, what happens to you? Rather than, if I help you, what happens to me? Thank you, Lord, that you call us to be your hands and your feet on this earth, and that you are a kind and compassionate and merciful God towards us. May we be your hands and feet and show your kindness and your mercy and your compassion to everyone we meet and see. In Jesus' name I pray that. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.